You know, political wives aren't always hosting tea parties for visiting dignitaries. Today, we're talking to one who is an inventor. Lori Coleman, the wife of Minnesota's Republican Senator Norm Coleman, helped develop a device called the Blow and Go. It sticks to the wall and allows you to blow dry your hair with two free hands. Hello, Lori.
Hi.
On behalf of people with tired arms, I'd like to thank you.
I know. For all the women in America, it's so funny because everybody gets it. It's a universal problem for us. It's like we speak our own language.
Okay, so explain to everybody how it works. We're on the radio, so we can't see this.
Oh, okay. The main thing is that you want to kind of recreate a salon experience. And when you're sitting in the chair, you know, the stylist is up above you. So what I wanted to do is get a device that holds any size hairdryer, whatever one that you have. It just sits into like a little cradle, and then that is attached to a gooseneck, so it's flexible arm. And the key to the whole thing is that it's on a suction. So you can attach this to any flat surface, a mirror, your counter in your bathroom, your vanity.
Well, it also means that you can dry that back part of your hair that you could never get to.
I used to take a coat hanger, and I'd hook it over the back of my door, and I'd kind of prop my hair dryer in there.
That sounds a little dangerous, actually.
Well, it is, and a friend of mine walked in, and he'd go, "What are you doing?" I said, "I need two hands to style my hair. I can't, you know." They said, "Let's do something with that."
All right, Lori, you said you want it to sort of simulate the salon experience. So does the Blow and Go also gossip with you while it dries your hair?
You know what? That's my next invention.
Okay,
we can always add on.
Lori Coleman, you're a senator's wife. You're a former model and you're an actor. Why don't you have people to do this? Why did you have to invent this? I don't understand.
I did have people doing that when I could actually sit down or I had a job. But a lot of times you run into an audition or you've got an hour or 45 minutes to be ready for, you know, dinner or whatever. I can't run to the salon every time I, you know, need to go someplace or look good, so I have to do the next best thing.
Now you must know though that Blow and Go, your Blow and Go is spelled B-L-O, and Blow and Go with a W on the end is that breathalyzer device that doesn't let you drive your car if you're intoxicated.
Oh my goodness!
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, so there's something else called a Blow and Go, and what I want to know is, can people use your device if they've been drinking?
Well, they probably should use my device if they've been drinking because they'll be a lot less accident prone, I think.
Now, come on. The name Blow and Go must get some giggles.
I guess it's gotten kind of some mileage, but to be perfectly honest, I have to tell you, my mind never went there.
Are you kidding? You're such a nice Midwestern girl, Lori.
I guess so.
Now, your husband, Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota, is a member of the Congressional Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship. So what's his reaction been? He must be proud of your entrepreneurial skills.
He sure is. The entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in America, and I'm here to prove it.
Your husband is running for re-election against Al Franken, who has quite a head of hair. So would you recommend the Blow and Go to Al Franken?
Well, maybe I should send him one.
That would be very bipartisan of you.
Hey, there you go. No reaching out across those bipartisan lines.
Now, does this also put so much pressure on you to always have good hair?
I hope this helps every woman in America have great hair, because when we have great hair, we feel great.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Lori Coleman invented the Blow and Go hair dryer holder. To learn more about it, go to our website, morefairgame.org.